Hela. Hope you're doing okay. This need to talk to you just came to me a couple minutes ago. I actually thought I was gonna watch some show, Peaky Blinders. I was totally convinced about that. But as I was standing on the window, by the window, and I can never learn to say that. I always say on the window. The only way you can stand on the window is if you're on the roof, right? And it's a roof window. Whatever. Yeah, I know. Anyway, as I was standing by the window, it just hit me that I have to talk to you. I have to talk to my female counterpart. Which is actually me talking to myself and saying out loud these things that have been going on lately that I guess I just need to collect my thoughts and collect my emotions. Because lately my life seems like there's not much going on. But inside I feel like I've been traveling miles and miles through space and time and into some distant parts of my life and distant lands and then come back to this reality and then just suddenly realize then that I need to understand what's going on. I need to let's be real. I need to talk to you about it. Actually, I need to tell somebody. That's not true. I don't need to tell somebody, anybody. I need to tell you, and I need to speak to you now. But since lately I have been, let's just say I've blocked you up there and out there in this physical world, we don't have contact. And this inner world, we also don't have contact because I felt the need to distance myself and for multiple reasons. But since I don't have that communication open, I haven't shared with you a lot of stuff that had been going on. And actually, I've shared with you on paper, and you managed to squeeze your way into my life, even through my pencil, you know. It's your favorite way of going into my life. I know that. Yeah, and because of those things that have, because I just cut you off temporarily, a lot of things have been going on, and I need to talk to you. I need to tell you these things, and just like I imagined, because now you're not in my life now, but one day you will be in my life. And then I realized I can't tell you, I can't share with you what's been going on lately, and there's so much to share, but since I cannot share that with you, I can do this, I can record this and share with you in that way. And then, like I said, tonight I thought about these recordings, these expressions of mine. Like, one day, imagine that, wouldn't that be nice? Like, you want to actually catch up on the things that happened to me. And I don't think I would want to tell you about in this detail, in great detail, what I've been through. I think we would want to go on, just like, okay, let's continue, let's live our life from this point on. We don't have to go back and talk about what happened. And then you might want, every night or every time you want that, you can grab this podcast and just like play the recordings and enjoy and like know what happened. You would know what happened in that part of my life. And I would love that. I would really love that. Anyway, what is the big deal? What has been going on? Well, like 2 or 3 days ago, you know, I couldn't sleep at all. I just, in my mind, I went back to this time where, like 14 years ago, when I was with this, my first girlfriend, that was a very intense relationship that marked me for life. I mean, literally marked me, like, after our breakup, I started biting on my lips, and that's the habit that stuck on till today, and literally I have marks. She literally left a mark on my lips. That's nice, I like that. Maybe I'll put that, whatever. Yeah, I couldn't sleep all night. Fuck. It was like 5 a.m., maybe even 6. I went into that place, you know, I went into that place where I was with her, where I started going through my memories, and I didn't start going, they came flooding back, and suddenly I realized I'm writing in my head, I'm writing all these things down. I'm writing down what happened with her, and you know that I'm writing a novel, right? Yeah, well, I don't know if I mentioned that, but yeah, I'm writing a novel. I actually continued writing my novel. And there was this part missing. Oh, shit, now when I said it, there you go. Part that was missing. Yeah, because I've been living this archetype of a puzzle, like pieces of puzzle coming back to me, pieces of my own life, pieces of myself coming back to me, and like I'm putting together this big puzzle, this mosaic of my life. Like, you know. And the big part that was missing from my novel is what happened with her, because when I started writing my novel before I met her, and when I met her, I stopped writing my novel. And the girl that is in the novel is not her, and she's totally irrelevant, actually. But she ended up helping me start my novel as an inspiration, whatever. And then she didn't even, the other girl, my actual girlfriend, never made it into the novel. Even though that event, that part of my life was very important. And then like last night, I just realized that it has to be in there. And I resisted it. I fucking resisted it. Like all these years, I was like, what am I gonna do now? Like go back in time and write about my past and write about what happened? Like fuck that. It's boring. But my fucking ego has this way of sneaking up on me, coming in through the back door, like justifying itself, and like dressed like a wolf in sheep's clothing. He knows fucking ways to get to me, and he got to me for the last 14 years. I actually never thought it out, that I would actually write about her and what happened in that period of my life. And then this urge came, and I just, this wave, this incredibly high wave and strong wave came that night, and I couldn't resist it. And I realized that I have to write about her. I have to write about her. There's nothing I can do about it. I know when this feeling comes, when this... There's a button that's pushed inside of me, and the writer in me, I guess, wakes up, and he won't let me sleep. He starts writing even without a paper and without a pencil. He starts ranting in my brain, like, oh, I want to write this. Oh, this would sound good like this. And it's like, I can't get him out of my head, and I can't shut him up. So the only thing I can do is just, like, take the pencil and write. That's all I can do. That's all I ever do. So, like, the next day, I had the need to dive into that period of my life, and the best way to do that was, it's not the best way, it's just a stupid way to phrase that. Like, that night, whole night, while I couldn't sleep, I was thinking about, I knew that I had written down in my diary that I used to write that year, I knew that I wrote down some events around that period with her, and I knew that she also wrote down something, but I wasn't quite sure what it was. You know, I knew that there was something. I knew there was something in that notebook. So I was like, I'm gonna go there, and I can't wait to get up. But first, I need to go to sleep. But okay, I can't wait to get up, and then to dig in. And lucky me, imagine what I found there. Well, first of all, like, that diary was like that whole year. I started like around March. I believe so, yeah. April, whatever, 2006. Fuck me. 14 fucking years. I feel like it was yesterday. Like 14 years ago? Okay, 14 years ago. And what I found there was like... First I bumped into this... passage that was written like a diary. Like, I continued writing the diary, but it was a different different color of a pencil. Pencil was different color, it was purple. And by that I knew that this was about her, and basically I described the whole day in a manner of a diary. In a diary manner, and there I went on and on. I was confused about what was that day. Then I realized, okay, I started chronologically realizing what is in that diary, and then I fucking hit the jackpot. Then I realized how obsessed we were and with each other, and how I was obsessed with her and with the details in our relationship. Like, we had this whole world built, and we wrote down a whole lot of stuff, and then I don't want to get into details. And like, we were into numbers and stuff. Even then, like, when I was 22, I was into numerology and stuff and symbolism and synchronicities. And I just realized that 14 years I've been in this spiritual fucking community, with spiritual world. And then I hit the jackpot, like I said, and I saw all these things, and all of a sudden there was this list of numbers that, like, let's see. Some numbers were very significant to us, and they were connected to some events in our lives, some people in our lives. But then, shit, then I read this number 19 that was somehow big also, I don't know. And then I realized it said December 19th, the day we first kissed. And I was like, oh my fucking God. Oh my fucking God. Today's December 19th, 2020. The day we started going out, actually. The day I first kissed her, I was like, and then, like, I had this feeling in my body that was like, this anxiety, this my heart started beating. I was feeling like nauseous, and like my stomach was growling, like it was like a volcano. I wanted to erupt. Something wanted to erupt out of me. I don't know what, but it came like a couple of minutes after I realized that. I was like, I just had to breathe in some air. I went by the window. I was like, some kind of cry wanted to come out of me, some tears wanted to come out, but I couldn't cry, and I just started, like, yelping, is that the word? I started, like, sobbing without tears. It was, like, dry sobbing, whatever the fuck do you call it in English. I was overwhelmed with some feelings, I don't know what, but I was, like, something big, this is big, something big is going on, I don't know what's going on, but this is, like, this is not a coincidence at all. I know that nothing is fucking coincidence. Like, to be obsessed with a girl on the day 14 years later, on the day when you actually started going out with her, without being aware. I mean, that's gotta fucking mean something, right? So it came over me, this wave of feelings. I don't know. I didn't even know what feelings were they. I mean, I don't know if I was loving her all over again. If that was love, I didn't feel like love. Felt disturbing. It felt strong and intense, very intense. And then I can't even name the feeling. I was just overwhelmed with something. It wasn't sadness, it wasn't fear, it wasn't anxiety, it was all of that and nothing. It was just a feeling that this was big. Just a feeling that this moment is incredibly important. Yeah. And also, when that happened, I continued reading the diary, and then I found this thing that I totally forgot about. Shit, and I was so happy about it. I was so glad. Because I found our, like, text messages that we wrote down on paper. Imagine how fucking crazy about each other we were. I think it was my idea. And I found all these messages. There were like a ton of them. From the first messages we ever sent to each other to, like, I don't know, maybe a week or two after we started dating. Like, there was this whole story that enveloped in front of my eyes. This whole opened up this whole world that we were in, that you could actually feel through those messages, our emotions and everything. And I can actually reconstruct what actually happened and in which order and everything. I was like, oh yeah, shit, this was the night that happened. And because, you know, something happens with us, let's say we went out and then we texted each other and like, oh yeah, it was nice tonight, this and this happened. It's like, and then I started remembering all the details and shit, that was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. And actually the night before that, I mean that night that I couldn't sleep, the thing that killed me actually completely knocked me down and got me so depressed is the fact that I realized that I was so fucking in love with that girl. As you would say, head over heels. Even though I didn't wear heels. Yeah, I think. Yeah, whatever. I was so fucking in love with her and I just felt like I belonged to somebody, you know. And somebody belonged to me, and that we were one and we were inseparable. And we got each other. Oh, fucking God, we got each other totally. She got my sense of humor. You know, the exact sense of humor that you, so many years later, discovered all over again inside of me. To me, you know. And it was so beautiful that I remember this whole love story that we had. And then I remember how much I loved her and how much she loved me. And how this whole relationship of ours, it was short, but it was this beautiful, beautiful love story, you know. And the thing that killed me, like I said, is that I realized that I have never, ever loved anybody after like I loved her. I mean, you know what I mean, right? I mean to be with somebody. Not to talk to a cell phone in the middle in 2 a.m. to a girl that I saw 2 times in my life, you know. Which I actually do love more than her, but that doesn't count. I mean, you don't count. You know what I mean. Don't get me started. Yeah, but this was like an actual person that was with me, and I had a relationship, and you know, and that was the key thing that really, really depressed me, and I was so sad about that because I realized like 14 years later, I didn't have it with nobody. You know? Nobody ever got to me like she did. And it was very, I felt so fucking disappointed about my whole life. My whole life with girls, with women. And then felt so sad that I couldn't sleep. Now I couldn't sleep because I was so sad. I was like, how did you do this to yourself? How did... I mean, you were laying down in your bed and then you start thinking all these things and then you got depressed and now you're sad and you want to cry. Fuck, how did you do that? Like, it was like my ego is like an artist. My mind is like, whatever. But it was true. I mean, it was really true. I never did feel anything so strong about anybody. After that, I don't think I was in love with anybody ever. Something got stuck in her and she took it away, and I guess till this day maybe she still has it, and I don't even know what does she have that I fucking need to get back. Maybe that's why I'm writing this fucking novel, to get some of these things back to me and to realize why has 14 years later I wasn't able to connect with somebody on such a deep level like I did with her. I mean, we were young, you know, I know that, 22 years old, whatever, we were kids. But we weren't kids. Now that I read this, now that I think about this, I was like, It was pure, lad. It was so pure. Absolutely pure. I was untouched by the world, you know. We guarded it against the world. We felt that everybody wanted to take it away from us, and that's why I was. That's why I felt it was pure. I mean, after a couple of months, of course, first 2-3 months, souls connect on the deepest possible level. And afterwards, we were just like our parents in our bodies, you know, whatever. Damn, I loved her. I know I don't love her anymore. I mean, I got that figured out. But like on that night, 19th of December, I started writing. Yeah, I started writing. I was like, okay, so I even felt pressured. I swear to God, I felt fucking pressured that I knew that it was this day that was so fucking important that I have to do it today. I have to start writing about her today. I have to fill that gap in my novel that I left out, like 14 years big of a gap that I was like, this hole was standing there, you know. In Serbian, I would say zjapila, fucking zjapila. And there was this abyss of nothingness in the middle of my novel that I have no fucking clue why is it there, and I have no fucking clue what to do to get it out there. Should I leave it there? Should I ignore it? Maybe it's you know, I was like, fuck. I ignored it for 14 years. I ignored my whole fucking life of 14 years and myself, but who gives a fuck? Don't get me started now. It's like I suppressed this whole part of my life. It was like 2 years of my life. During her and after her. Well, fuck it. 14 years I suppressed. I just continued writing the novel like 14 years later, like nothing happened. Like I didn't even have a fucking life. Like, okay, don't worry about that. Like, it's just my life. It's just, because, I mean, I didn't even know what to do with that novel, actually. With this novel, that novel. I still don't know what to do with it. It writes itself, you know. It uses me as a fucking tool. It's like, I feel like I'm, you know, whatever. Shit, I need a cigarette. My last cigarette, and I don't give a fucking fuck. I don't fucking fuck. I don't give a flying fuck that it's the last cigarette. But I fucking need it, and I'm gonna get it. And here it is. Yes! Okay. So, how have you been doing? I need to find a lighter. I can't find a lighter. I'm trying to find a lighter in the middle of the darkness in my room. Where is my lighter? Oh no, I'm not supposed to do this. There it is, okay. Okay. Where was I? Okay, give me a second. And I'm recording this to you while my mom is sleeping in like the room next to me. So let's just say that I'm not quite sure. I mean, she can't hear. I feel that she can't hear. anything, but I'll just say that I'm not completely free to express the whole range of my emotions and the whole range of my voice. That's why my voice is kind of low. Maybe that's why my voice, my throat gets stuck. Yeah, and I'm naked. Who gives a fuck, right? I always sleep naked. But I'm saying that because I put my phone on my chest. You know. I'm naked in front of you anyways. I could be wearing all Joey's clothes like Chandler did in Friends. That's it. All Chandler's clothes like Joey did in Friends. And be like, could I be wearing any more clothes? Okay, who gives a fuck? So, thanks for listening. There's wind again. Oh, I need a cigarette. So, as I was saying, I don't know what I was saying. But yeah, these memories. Yeah, I ignored my whole life. That's what I was talking about. That's the link that I'm missing. That's the missing link in my life. That's the missing piece of puzzle. That's the missing puzzle. It's the missing piece. Missing piece. Shit, I just realized Missing You was our favorite song. Missing You. Missing Piece. I thought Katarina was the missing piece, but I guess I have a lot of missing pieces in my life because my whole life is one scattered jigsaw puzzle. And I'm collecting the pieces all over the place. And this novel is like, I guess this novel is me doing that. This novel is me. This novel is me trying to see me. Trying to understand me, trying to feel me. That's why you're in the novel. And you know you're in the novel. That's why you're writing a novel with me. Like I feel Marta is her name. Marta is also writing a novel with me because she wrote all these text messages together with me, you know? And I was like, shit. I know that everything I did in my life, I did for a reason. That I know for sure. Like, I know I wrote this whole fucking diary for a fucking good reason. For myself. I wrote it for myself 14 years later to sit down and read it and to find the missing link to. I sent a message to myself, from myself, 14 years ago to say something to myself, to be like, this is you, fucking read this, fucking understand yourself, feel yourself, you know who you are, you need to know who you are. Don't ignore your fucking self. I wrote a fucking testament to myself. I was like, this is what you were. I documented. It was a fucking document. I documented every fucking day of this year, 2006, 14 years before this. It was 7-year cycle. I know all this spiritual bullshit, but it was important. It was fucking important. I still don't know why, but that year was important. That was the year that I met Marta. That was the year that everything fucking started. It was the year everything started with women, with me biting my lips, tearing apart my lips. That's still going on, and that's why I think that if I write this down, if I fucking pour my heart out 14 years ago, my 14 years ago heart, pour it to paper and through the pencil, and I let it pour out and write down, then I would fucking see, then I would know. I think that then I will know what fucking happened with me. Why are my lips like this? Why am I like this? Why is everything like this? What am I missing? What am I not getting? What is not getting through? Something is not getting through still, and that's why I'm fucking writing this novel. That's why I'm writing this novel. Something I cannot escape. That's why I fucking sold everything. That's why I fucking did everything I did last year. That's why I like fucking abandoned my whole life and whatever, everything that I did, and like being an editor and photographer, director, whatever I was, a musician. I just fucking quit all that. I just quit my whole life to do nothing and to let my own life come to me and to tell me what the fuck you are, what the fuck do you want to do, what were you missing, what the fuck was going on all these years. It's like I stopped living 14 years ago. It's like I stopped living and started searching for something that I still don't know what it is. And this novel is going to show me that. That's why I know I'm a fucking writer. That's why I know I'm a writer, La. And you know that also. That's why you asked me that. That's why you asked me, what do I want to do my whole life? And that's why I told you, I want to be a writer. That's all I want to do. That's all I ever wanted to do. But I was too fucking afraid to admit that to myself. And I actually can't wait to finish this novel, because I still feel that this novel is writing me. It's explaining to me what I am, who I am. It's giving birth to myself. This is labors. I'm going through labors. This is me giving birth to myself, and after I finish that letter, after I finish this novel, I'm going to become myself. And then the next novel is going to be much more fun, because I can finally start inventing stuff, creating stuff, making a fiction out of stuff, creating characters, creating lives, creating something I don't know what it is. This is not that still. This is rediscovering something that I know, but seeing it in another light. And there is a part of this novel that is fictional. Like, the essential part of the novel is actually fictional, and I can't wait to get to that part. And I can't wait to get to you. Because when I get to you, I'm gonna get you. And you know that. That's my radiator. Good night, love.